A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Beya Daf Lamed Vav, Beya 36b, pagination page 72. Midway on the page, Masnisin, towards the end of a line, a new Mishnah. There's a whole collection in this Mishnah of fascinating things that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yom Tov by rabbinic legislation. They are not in and of themselves malachas, like 39 categories, but nevertheless, there was specific legislation against them. And the Gemara codifies them in fascinating three groups. And the groups are shavus, things that simply were legislated against, and we have no comment regarding how much of a mitzvah or not mitzvah they would have been to do them. They're simply things that someone might have done, and we legislated against it. The second category is rishus, which is kind of a mitzvah to a certain extent. I could hear why there might be a mitzvah reason to be doing it, but it's not intrinsically a mitzvah. And finally, there's a category called mitzvah, which is straightforward mitzvah. Really, the person is doing a mitzvah, but we don't want him doing it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I mention this because the Mefarshim comment that it is like a double take. I don't know, the word misleading is the right word, but there's like a double take here because usually the word rishus is used for things that are permitted but not mitzvahs. And over here, rishus is defining that middle category where it's kind of a mitzvah. And now that you just have formatted that there are going to be three categories, let's see the Mishnah and you'll see how it plays itself out. Kol shachayavim alav mishum shivus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah, b'shabbos. Anything that was defined as prohibited on Shabbos, chayavim alav b'yom tif, is likewise a violation on Yom Tif. Ve'eluei mishum shivus, let's give you some examples. Lo olam be'ilan, you're not allowed to go up on a tree. For lo roch v'na gabe behema, you're not allowed to ride on an animal. For lo shatin al pnei amayim, not allowed to swim in the water. For lo metapchim, not allowed to clap. For lo mesapkim, not allowed to slap on the thigh. For lo miraktim, you're not allowed to dance. The Gemara will identify the reasons for these legislations. Ve'elei mishum rishos, and here's the second category of rishos, which is semi-mitzvah, but not so compelling, not a direct mitzvah. Lo donin, we're not allowed to run bezdin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'lo mekadshim, you can't do kiddushin, marriage. V'lo choltzin, to do chalitza, which is the rejection ceremony when the man doesn't want to marry his deceased brother's wife. V'lo meyabim, and we don't do yibum either. And here's the third category now. Lo makdishin, you can't make something hektish. Velo ma'arichin, you can't make the vow based on his age, how much he's going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Velo machrimim, we don't make things cherem, or special guidelines, laws on the item. Velo magbiim, teruma or meiser, and we don't separate teruma and meiser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kol elu b'Yom Tov amru. These were originally legislated regarding Yom Tov. Kavachoma b'Shabbos, and certainly on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do them either. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, there is no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, the Mishnah concludes, ela ochel nefesh belvad, except for preparing food, cooking. There are going to be differences. Shechita of an animal, permitted on Yom Tov, certainly not on Shabbos. Cooking food, fueling the fire, those are going to be permitted on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, but otherwise all the other legislations are the same for both. Let's see why. Here's the Gemara. Lo olam bo ilon, not allowed to go up on a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? Gezeira Shema Yitlosh, were worried that you're going to break off a branch. And this was a very strong legislation, to the point that if a person's in the tree, there are times where we tell him, yeah, he can't come down.
Because of breaking a branch.
Because you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the ila, you're not allowed to use the tree, and shifting your weight from one place to another is kind of using the thing.
But if he stands still?
No? Right. So some of the places can say, listen, he's shifting his weight anyway, so what's the difference? You know, like... But there's such a concept. The concept is that it was a very harsh legislation. If you went up without permission, not clear that you can come down. If a frisbee was thrown, so the holy area has an Eruv, but the frisbee was thrown and it landed in the tree, in a bush.
Wait till after Shabbos.
So you can't take it out. It's not simple what you're allowed to do. Not let a ride on an animal. So at first the Gemara says, we thought the reason was because you're going to go out of the tchum. Shema mina tchum in de oraisa, must be that the limit of how far you're allowed to go on Shabbos is mid oraisa, and that's where they're making a rabbinic legislation to protect it. Because an animal can easily get you out of the tchum. This is no 2,000 paces of human... I mean, the animal can go. It's strong. It'll just go. So we thought that was the reason. And the Gemara says that's not clear. Maybe tchumana derabanan, and we would not make legislations to protect them. Elegzeiro shema yachtoch zemora. We're worried that you're going to pull off a branch, which was apparently a normal behavior when you rode an animal. You pulled off a branch to use in guiding the animal's behavior as you wrote it. V'loshatan apnei amayim, not allowed to swim in the water. Gezema shamayasa chavet shoshayotin, because we're concerned that you're going to fashion this, some sort of, basically a life buoy of some sort. Rashi and Tesis discuss exactly what it was they were doing, but fashion something that's related to the swimming, and therefore they legislated against the swimming.
That would be like a
bonnet
concept?
Say,
he's making
yes,
something?
Yes, yes. Bonnet, makabe, patish. That's what they were concerned about. V'lo metapchem, v'lo mesapkim, v'lo meraktim. Those music-oriented behaviors. Gezeiro shema yisakin kleishir. We're worried that you'll accompany those behaviors with musical instruments. And often a musical instrument breaks and you're going to fix it, which is tikkun mane, it's makabe patish. So we mentioned in a different session that Taisvis objects, and he says nowadays no one knows how to fix them. It's an expert field. You don't have people around who just know how to fix them. And Taisvis says that perhaps some of these gezeiros can be relaxed, even though you still can't fix it if you know how to fix it. But maybe we don't have to object to clapping, because clapping to bring to fixing, if no one knows how to fix... So maybe that's not as big a concern nowadays as it once was. Ve'elue mishum reshus. These items are semi-mitzvah. That was the second category. Lo donin va'mitzvah ka'ovid. A person's doing a mitzvah. Why are you telling me it's only a reshus, a middle category? Judging a court case is a major mitzvah. Lo tzricha dika da'odif mine. There's greater dayanim than you, and therefore you're not doing such a great mitzvah, because really they should go to the greater person. V'lo mikachin v'mitzvah ka'ovid. He's doing a mitzvah. He's getting married. Why do you tell him, fine, whatever your reason, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but why you're referring to it as reshus? Lo tzricha, to the next daf, de'is de'isha ubanim. He has a wife, he has children. It's still a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah of a compelling nature that we would call it a mitzvah. We call it a semi-mitzvah. So the semi-mitzvah is that a person's not supposed to remain without a wife, supposed to try to have children later in life as well, but it's not, like, it wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah. We're talking about a person who already had children, so therefore it was classified as a reshus, and that's how we refer to it.
But if he didn't have children, then no.
Then he still can't get married, but it wouldn't be referred to as reshus.
Uh-huh.
It would be referred to as mitzvah.
Good.
lo cholzen v'lo meyavmin v'mitzvah ka'ovit. What do you mean? Chalitza, yibum. These are mitzvahs. Why are they in the classification of rishus? Latzricha di'ika gadol o mitzvah begadol layabim. There's an older brother. And the mitzvah is that the older brother should do it. V'kulu taimamai. And at the end of the day, what's the reason for this? But you call it rishus. You don't call it rishus. But what's the reason? And the reason is gezeira shema yichtov. We're worried that you're going to write, because these things are normally recorded. The Gemara continues and mentions one other reason relating to this Mishnah. Ve'elu emishum mitzvah l'makdishim v'lamarichim v'lamachrimim. Those things of making things hektish, belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, or making donations, because it's like business. So Rashi in one approach says business and it gets recorded. But Rashi in another approach says business by definition is a violation of Shabbos. As we say, that our behavior on Shabbos is supposed to be different. It's not supposed to be business. It's Shabboson. It's a day of rest. But either way, whether it's because of writing or because intrinsically, these items were legislated against doing them on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Mishnah categorized them Shavus, Rishus, Mitzvah, but for very simple purposes, either way, however they get classified, but this is a list of things that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeshe Koach, all the best.